Welcome to our morning worship from Mills Hill Baptist Church. We join together as we sing, "Come, now is the time to worship." So let us pray together. Lord of rest and relaxation, on the seventh day you created rest, your work complete. Coming into your presence, we pause, seeking rest and relaxation from the rush of days. But our minds still race. There are things we have to remember, decisions we have to make, tasks we have to do. Lord, as in the beginning, you brought order to chaos, calm the flow of our thoughts, and help us to worship you. Now, Lord of imagination, in the silence we give you thanks for all the wonderful ways our minds and bodies work, and for our dreams and visions, for games that stretch us, and prayers that make us reach out, for leisure that relaxes us, and glimpses of new, exciting work, for hopes of a future without tears and a life without violence, for the vision of a world that honours you and our part in creating it. Lord, we pray, inspire us so that our visions move us towards you and we truly worship you. We're going to join together as we share in the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Johnny, Sam and Charles were walking home from school one fine June afternoon. Sam was thinking about how much fun they would have playing football in a nearby field. Meanwhile, Johnny was asking Charles to give him the video game he'd just gotten for his birthday. Charles said, "No, you can't have my new present, but maybe if your parents don't mind, you can come over and play with me," he said cheerfully. Then Johnny said in a mean voice, "I don't want to play with you. I want it for myself. Maybe your mum will get one for your birthday." "I want it now," Johnny said. With that, he swiped Charles's book bag and dashed down the street with it. Charles started crying as he watched Johnny take the game out of the bag. Johnny threw the bag down and ran round the corner, where he waited for Charles to catch up. When Charles came round the corner, Johnny wrestled him to the ground. "Now, don't you think it would have been easier to cooperate?" Johnny walked off and went home. Sam sat and watched in horror from behind. He sat on a guardrail and thought about it. Meanwhile, some other neighbourhood kids came walking along. Paul went round the corner and found another way home. Mike walked round the corner and said nothing. But Sam knew it wasn't right. He walked over to Charles, picked up the book bag and helped him get home. When they got to Charles's house, Sam asked him to go and play in a ball with him in a field. They enjoyed themselves and had a great time. The next day at school, everyone asked Sam why he was nice to Charles. Sam said, "I just did what I thought was right. It was not fair to leave him alone and hurt when I could help him, even if he'd only been in the neighbourhood for a few weeks and we've been here for such a long time."
Let us pray. Loving God, we come to pray for the world where there is a lack of love. Your love is patient and kind. We pray for those looking after relations at home and for carers in homes, hospitals and hospices. May they be supported by love.
Your love is never arrogant, nor boastful, nor rude. We pray for those who are bullied and for those who torment them. May they both find a love that is firm but free.
Your love never insists on getting its own way. We pray for those in marriages that are stretched to breaking point and for those wrapped up in their own selfishness. We pray for those who are irritable because they are tired. We pray for those who are resentful because they feel hard done by. May they know the love which softens hard hearts, see both sides of a question, and is willing to compromise.
Your love never rejoices in the wrong, but only in truth. We pray for those caught up in corruption or a web of lies, and for those who feel manipulated or abused. May they know the love which has integrity and delights in the truth.
Love bears all things, and we pray for those who carry burdens beyond their strength.
Love believes all things, and we pray for those who struggle with faith and doubt.
Love hopes all things, and we pray for those at the end of their tether.
Love endures all things, and we pray for those who suffer in silence, and those who hunger and thirst for your way of love to prevail.
We ask these prayers in the name of Jesus,
your love with a human face.
Amen.
Our notices For this week, we have our walk on Wednesday, meeting at the park at 10:30. I'm unsure about the prayer arrangements, but please look out onto the Facebook site. We're going to sing together. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. And then we'll be led in our reading for this morning.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit, oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Despise, forsake you, take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield you, you will find the solace there. Blessed Saviour, you have promised, will all our burdens bear. May we ever to the Lord be bringing home to you in earnest prayer. Soon in glory bright unclouded, there will be no need for prayer. Rapture, praise, and endless worship will be our sweet portion there. Soon in glory bright unclouded, there will be no need for prayer. Rapture, praise, and endless worship will be our sweet portion there.
Chapter 10, verse 25 to 37. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered, said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed down, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound him up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these 3 thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said unto him, Go and do thou likewise.
In our reading this morning from Luke chapter 10, we encounter Jesus in conversation with a man of intelligence, a man with a highly trained mind that almost keeps him out of the kingdom of God. We have no name for him, but we have his background, a lawyer by profession, presumably used to seeking out answers to difficult questions, using all areas of his mind. Luke describes him as an expert in the law. This must have meant that he was more than one who just gave opinions on matters. He would plead cases. He was likely a teacher of the law and would have absorbed the law of Moses. He asks a question. Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? I wonder, why ask such a question? Or maybe. Maybe he was dissatisfied with his life. There was a sense of lack of fulfillment. And yet here he was, well educated, held a position that exposed him to the finer things in life. He had influence and status as a lawyer. Yet he was not satisfied. We note in this passage that Jesus approaches the lawyer at a point of need, at a place where he's progressing towards understanding about the truth of life. When we look to sharing the gospel with non-Christians, what's the starting point? Do we assume that they will understand all the religious terminology we use? Or does this result in greater confusion? We should not limit the Holy Spirit to one particular way of dealing with an individual. Jesus responds with an unexpected question. What is written in the law? How do you read it? It's as though Jesus was saying, You've asked me a question that's answered only in law, and you are the expert in that field. Tell me, what does it say? How do you interpret it? And the lawyer responds using familiar words from the Old Testament that we find in Deuteronomy 6, verse 5, Leviticus 19, verse 18, and of course, as we've read, the familiar words in Luke 10, 27. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbour as yourself. And Jesus replies, You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live. But for some reason, the lawyer was still not satisfied. He wanted to justify himself. So he asked Jesus, Who is my neighbour? And Jesus tells the parable of the Good Samaritan, to be found only in the Gospel of Luke. In that story, the priest passed by on the other side. He didn't want to get involved. Secondly, the Levite comes along, perhaps has a little look and thinks, no, I'll not get involved either. But the Samaritan, who was despised by so many, took pity upon the man. He put himself in danger. Who knows whether the robbers were still around? But he was compassionate. The Samaritan, despised, hated by many, shows compassion, putting himself in danger. Jesus, having told the parable, asked the lawyer who was the neighbour. The one who had mercy on him, he replied. The lawyer had all the right answers. Jesus didn't have to straighten him out on his understanding and interpretation of the scriptures. What had the Samaritan done for this man? The Samaritan was moved with compassion when others passed by. He poured oil on his wounds. Expensive, but he didn't count the cost. He placed him on his donkey, giving him a seat. He walked alongside him and shared in his journey. He took him to a place of safety, which offered him a security. He paid the bill and didn't count the cost, even to the point of saying to the innkeeper, if I owe you anything more, I'll pay it on my return. Acting as a true neighbour. Jesus was saying to the lawyer, if you truly know God, you will love him and love his children, in whatever circumstances and under whatever conditions you encounter them. I believe that Jesus is saying the same to us this morning. When we become like the Samaritan, showing care and compassion, when we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, we are guaranteed that we can inherit eternal life. In this time of COVID-19, we've seen the best in people, caring, compassionate, going the extra mile, true neighbourliness. However, we cannot be saved by doing good things and being good neighbours alone. We need the heart of Christ in our lives. We need to be able to tell out the good news so that they find themselves and might attain the gift of eternal life. We cannot embrace Christianity and claim to believe that Jesus is the Son of God if we stay in a state of selfishness. So may God bless you in your walk this week. May he give you courage to speak out in his name. May you become the neighbour that he's called you to be in the community, in the places where you live. Amen. We close our worship as we sing, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear.
Will we
your joy and sorrow till we've seen this journey through. When we sing to God in heaven, we shall find such harmony, born of all we've known together, of Christ's love and sister, let me serve you, let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too.
You are the body of Christ. Go and be hands, reaching out to the needy, holding the friendless, and willing to receive God's love. Go and be feet, walking the extra mile, striving for others, and humbly letting Jesus wash you. Go and be tongues, chatting the good news, welcoming all, and allowing God's Spirit to speak to you. You are the body of Christ. Praise God.